broadcasting WJFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah!
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Thank you!
Hello.
Hello.
How's your dad?
Oh, that is sad. Hello.
Okay, everybody, hello.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
So we're going to get a ton of calls on the show right in the beginning today.
Right.
Hijacked we were.
Yeah, we really were.
That was a pun.
In Buffalo. Our station in Buffalo, another fine Infinity broadcasting station. Has made the newest knee-jerk reaction. The whole station that, I guess, Stern, the midday guy,
yep.
The guy from Rochester,
right.
Then us,
yeah.
And Lickus,
right.
Lickass.
Wow. All gone.
That's right. You don't know Jack.
Wow.
Oh. It's Jack FM.
Jack FM again. Him again. Yeah.
We're getting a lot of calls from
because
Buffalo.
It's just so hot.
It's hot.
We're getting a lot of calls.
Before we even start the show, here we go. Here's someone I bet from Buffalo. Hello, Don and Mike.
Man. Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm outraged, man. I can't believe this 92.9 jump ship. So you're telling me it's all of Western New York, too?
What? I'm listening to the song. I'm sorry.
I wasn't really paying attention.
He's
to
fine.
Kind of drifting off.
He's fine.
Oh, thank you.
He said his radio station jumped ship.
There's nothing I can do about that. But whoa. I can't concentrate on such a heady issue with
such a great song.
The beautiful Kim Wilde in the background.
I know.
Let's try one more call. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Hi. We're doing great. Thank you.
Man, I'm calling from Buffalo, and I am outraged.
Yeah.
I cannot believe what's going on.
Well, yeah. You know, there's going to be nothing you can do about it.
Is there anything you're going to go on a different station out there? Possibly?
I hate to be cynical, but, well, you know, you think that if they were going to do such a thing, we might hear about it.
Uh-huh. No, I'm telling you, this is another one of those Infinity broadcasting things like WQSR in Baltimore.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they just made the decision, and boom. I mean, they can all
screw
the shows.
Everybody. That's right. No thought to others.
It's called Jack FM now.
Yeah, it's called Jack FM. That's good and creative.
Enjoy.
I know it's you, babe. See, we're going to get a lot of calls from Buffalo. Like
they're unhappy.
Today.
We're unhappy. We are unhappy about this. Rightly so.
But
there's only one guy in our little radio family that can get unhappy and get back on the radio.
Thank you.
There he is.
How's your new format?
How's your Jack?
How's your
mother-in-law? My mother-in-law?
Yes.
How is that is that?
Good afternoon.
That doesn't even apply.
I forgot that we just changed the order of
some of these. It's not that anymore.
I gotta learn a new board here.
There's new post-its on the sheet.
I see.
You have new sound effects?
Well, no, we just moved some of the rosy ones up to a spot where
no one understands that. I said they're so the sound effects have new buttons. Is that basically what it is?
Well. The Rosie O'Donnell sound effects used to be on one separate page of the computer.
Right.
So I would have to reach over and put bank select.
And pick a different page.
And pick a different page. Mm-hmm. Where now I've selected the highlights, the Rosie highlights, and moved them onto the main page.
So you mean to tell me that everything that is the hot sound effect of the show right now is at your fingertips?
Thank you!
Yes. Yes, it is.
That is good news.
So now Rosie's on the same page.
A lot of fun.
As that guy.
Right.
Good.
And same one as...
Yeah, I see fish.
Oh,
that's granite.
Right. So see, when you've got all the stuff that we use all the time, now there she.
Homo.
There, it's right there. And also,
how that is that?
But I got. But it's like playing concentration. I got to learn where the new stuff is on the board. So no, that wasn't the tape about my mother-in-law. But no. She's fine. And
good.
Oh, the music's over.
How's that?
We talked right through the music. So good, you could play it again.
Well. Yeah, but Buzz, not that good.
Oh, and every sound effect was programmed for your pleasure.
Amen.
Okay, hold on a second.
This pollen isn't programmed for my pleasure today. There's a lot of that.
I haven't noticed any.
Seriously, I'm having trouble seeing.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's just, and it never affects me except in my eyes.
Can I get
my eyes today? No.
All right.
Well, unless you get eye drops over there.
I might.
You probably do. Here's some nice music, though.
Well, you guys can keep talking.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to keep...
the start of the show, right?
Yeah.
We were just batting until you had your music ready. That's what we were doing.
Well,
we were just batting until you were ready.
I had the music ready. I was just going
to
throw in the Don and Mike show. Then you guys are just going to start going. And Rob, we've already played your dumb thing.
I don't think he's done his thing yet, right?
No, he's not. Hi, Rob.
I don't fancy you calling it dumb. Very nice.
Good afternoon, Mr.
Nice song. What? The Rob Spiewak song?
Yes, the Rob Spiewak melody.
It's a nice song.
It is a nice song.
You know, I just decided what I'm going to get you for a gift.
Nice to the heart.
What? No, what? I'm going to get you a full Southern Sheriff's outfit.
Thank you!
Thank you.
Thank you. And Mike, you and me,
it's love.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Travis Butler Evelyn, and all the ships at sea. Your most reliable source of information, next to Newsweek magazine,
right.
Don Geronimo, and there he is,
yeah.
Mike O'Hara.
There you go, Robbie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there, I know. I know all the time.
Yeah.
A good song to start to. Yeah. Blues Image. Name it and claim it. It's Rise. Captain Rise. Don and Mike show. And Mike, it's a new episode of this Monday.
Monday.
1605.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
I'm your Buzz, and hello, everybody. Call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C., among the chosen few. What? That's a joke. Tongue-in-cheek. If you're listening on WJFK, you can call us at 202-432-1067. So now we're starting with two tunes out of the chute today. That'd be Kim Wilde.
Yeah, two pretty good ones, too.
Yeah.
You keep me hanging on, and I do dig this. This is like, for me, this song is Surrattsville Junior High, sitting in the lunchroom, sitting with the kids that were not cool, listening to this song, and thinking one day, you know, that's such a lie to say, one day, all of you asses that are bigger than me and more popular than me, I'll be on the radio and you'll be selling Carl's Jr. But I wasn't thinking that.
You didn't have that prophecy?
No.
You didn't have that sight?
Just sit there and say, boy, I like that song. Christ, I hope this guy doesn't come beat me up.
Back in the days where kids would eat egg salad with braces.
It's not that they beat me up. I just, you know, even back then, like 6th or 7th grade, I was the same. I just didn't want contact.
Right. Why did all the kids that had braces always eat sandwiches that were heavily mayonnaise?
Yeah, and they would be bad at McDonald's.
Right.
You go to McDonald's where you can get, you know, you get a hamburger, you get Filet-O-Fish, you get, they got to get the Big Mac with all the crab that gets stuck in their teeth.
Yeah, and it was horrible to look at, especially when they drank the milk through the straw.
And this will play the label. Yeah, playing on Jack FM.
Wow.
Right there,
Buffalo's Jack FM.
Jack FM. You know, what can you do? We found out 20 minutes ago.
You can be unhappy like we are today, and I am very unhappy.
Me
about it. I think it's a bummer. I really think, based on the feedback we got from that market and the ratings, we were doing well up there, and it's just like the flavor of the month.
It is, and eventually it'll the pendulum will swing back the other way.
Mm-hmm.
There's one desperate radio station in every city, and as the people of Baltimore found out with WQSR, and I know other markets that we broadcast to as well in your cities, you have stations that you've listened to for your whole life and you've liked, and there's no reason for them to just uproot everything. And
but the management of those stations, they want to be the first one to do it before somebody else does it, and that's why they do it.
When the pendulum switches, swings back, will it hit them in the crotch? That is what I'm hoping, when the pendulum swings back.
Yeah. So this is going to be a show today for us. We're going to try to get through and give you a good show. Listen to me, like we're saving lives here.
we're gonna
try to get through this. It's going to take every intestinal fortitude that we can.
We are making memories every day of the week.
What's really sad is we have to table all that Buffalo show prep we did this morning.
That too.
But I put it in Tupperware. It'll be safe.
Buffalo should realize we had it every day, a Buffalo meeting.
That's right. Did you cancel your vacation? To Niagara Falls?
No, I'm still going.
Oh, good for you.
I'm still going.
And you? I am as well, yeah.
Are we still planning to throw our wives over the cliffs?
Yes, I'm going to throw mine over from the Canada side.
And you're going to use the old-fashioned wooden barrel?
Yes.
So, listen, you've heard us talk about this on the show ad nauseum, it seems, about how screwed up the radio industry is, and that the new thing to do is to get a station where you are essentially promising people that you're not going to do everything that's made radio awful. You're telling them that you're going to play all kinds of music when in reality, it's just a little broader than whatever these music stations had done before. And even in Buffalo, look, you got the only FM talk station in Buffalo.
Unbelievable.
That all of a sudden, boom, kabloo, gone.
It's amazing. And they do it like they do it a lot with this format. They don't tell anybody, and then bingo.
I really thought they liked us.
So did I.
See, that's what you guys got to get over.
We like them.
That's what you got to get over. I mean, and it's not...
Got to get over?
The fact that what
I don't want to get over.
But no, Mike, here's the thing. Like we say, they liked us. Well, you think those people that ran
we have to get over the part about they liked us.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. I thought you were saying we have to get over the part about we're mad because we got dumped.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, listen, that management up there, they like us. Listen.
Oh, I didn't mean them. I meant the people who listen to the radio.
Right.
I thought they liked us, and we liked them.
Yeah, we did like them.
It has nothing to do with the people that listen.
They're
getting gypped. That's obvious.
No, I thought you guys were talking about the management up there.
No.
Because, you know, they don't like us. We're just another interchangeable part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just another round peg to put in a square hole.
No, when you're a syndicated show on a station like that, you're a circuit breaker. It's not human beings. We're not in there. We're not eyeballing these people every day.
Yeah.
So even if you've got a show that was successful in Buffalo, like ours was, they will pull the plug.
Crazy.
They'll pull the